There is a fixed penalty of £100 per month charged for each 50 subcontractors or part batch of 50 subcontractors, which means that a contractor with 1 to 50 subcontractors will be charged £100 per month, and that's increased to £200 for 51 subcontractors up to 100, and so on. These penalties are charged for the failure to file a return by the 19th of the month deadline and will be applied for up to 12 months for each return that remains outstanding for that length of time. Where a return is outstanding for more than 12 months, an additional automatic final late filing penalty will be charged, and this will not exceed £3,000. And it is based on the number of offences within the 12-month period prior to submission of the late return. If a contractor submits a monthly return that is incomplete or incorrect, HMRC may charge penalties not exceeding the difference between the amount returned and the amount that should have been returned, where it is believed that the error or omission has been caused by negligence or intent on the part of the contractor. That leaves the situation open to claim such things as reasonable excuse. Incomplete or incorrect returns include persons or payments omitted from the return, persons or payment incorrectly entered on the return, failing to make a declaration in respect of verification or employment status, and incorrectly making a declaration in respect of verification or employment status. If a contractor fails to produce records related to payments made under the scheme when asked to do so, penalties of up to £3,000 may be charged for that failure. Contractors may be charged an initial penalty not exceeding £300 and daily penalties not exceeding £60 per day if they fail to give statements to subcontractors registered for payment under deduction, and a penalty not exceeding £3,000 if negligently or deliberately providing correct information in such statements. It is also an offence for a subcontractor knowingly to make a false declaration or to submit any false documentation in order to register for gross payment or for payment under deduction. That offence may result in a penalty of up to £3,000. AAT members are telling me about clients that are not registered for CIS and where HMRC is charging large penalties even where there is no tax outstanding. This is a problem which is countrywide, and HMRC has accepted that the rules currently provide sometimes for disproportionate fixed penalties. HMRC proposes to place a cap on these penalties, providing that the failure to register and submit the returns was not deliberate on the part of the contractor.